SBS Radio.
Lebih dari 11.000 ilmuwan di dunia, pendengar, telah menyatakan darurat iklim dalam upaya memaksa pemerintah untuk mengambil tindakan. Kelompok ini memperingatkan bahwa kurangnya langkah untuk melindungi lingkungan akan berujung pada penderitaan manusia secara meluas. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Bethan Smoleniak. Darurat iklim sedang berlangsung, menurut sekelompok ilmuwan internasional yang memperingatkan bahwa tindakan dengan segera ini perlu diambil agar kerusakan dapat dihindari. Pernyataan ini didasarkan pada analisis data ilmiah lebih dari 40 tahun. Data tersebut termasuk suhu permukaan, pertumbuhan populasi, tingkat kesuburan, penggunaan energi, dan emisi karbon. Salah satu penulis laporan ini adalah Dr. Thomas Newsom dari University of Sydney. Dr. Newsom mengatakan timnya memiliki tanggung jawab moral untuk membagikan temuan mereka.
There's been little movements globally in terms of tackling the issue of climate change. So our major goal was to really come up with a new and broad set of graphical indicators to illustrate both the impacts that the humans are having on the climate and also the negative feedback loops associated with climate change.
Laporan dan pernyataan ini telah ditandatangani oleh lebih dari 11.000 ilmuwan dari 153 negara dan diterbitkan dalam jurnal Bioscience. Laporan itu tidak hanya memperingatkan tentang bahaya perubahan iklim, tetapi juga menawarkan 6 bidang tindakan untuk mengurangi dampak terburuk dari pemanasan global, yakni bidang energi, polutan berumur pendek, alam, makanan, ekonomi, dan populasi. Dr. Newsom mengatakan bahwa pemanasan global buatan manusia ini masih mungkin untuk dihentikan jika pemerintah mengambil tindakan.
A clear policy that signals to the business community that they are going to act on climate change and a clear policy to the people that they are going to act on climate change in a way that's going to change the trajectory of these graphs both at a country level and a global level. And I think they could also be encouraging individuals to change their individual behaviors to help meet those goals because lots of small steps will help meet these global goals as well.
Deklarasi tersebut, pendengar, telah disambut baik oleh para advokat lingkungan Australia. Salah satu wakil pimpinan Partai Hijau, Adam Band, mendesak Parlemen Federal untuk mengikuti langkah para ilmuwan ini dan menyatakan darurat iklim.
We've got farmers who are suffering through record drought. We've got towns that are being told they might run out of water. We had parts of Australia start burning barely a couple of weeks out of winter. We are in a climate emergency, and the first step towards fixing the problem is admitting that you've got a problem. And if the parliament follows the lead of the scientists and declares a climate emergency, then we can refocus the whole of the country's efforts into stopping the climate crisis getting worse.
Ini merupakan deklarasi yang menurut CEO Australian Conservation Foundation, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, sudah lama dinantikan. Ia mengatakan bahwa sebagian besar warga Australia menginginkan langkah segera atas perubahan iklim dan kini saatnya pemerintah mendengarkan.
Businesses speaking up, the head of the Defence Force. Celebrities around the world are speaking up, investors are speaking up, 300,000 students last month in the streets of Australia are speaking up. Everyone is now saying that climate change is here. I can see it out my windows. I can see the drought. I can see the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef. People are really worried about it. And it's now pretty much everyone from every walk of life is saying to our government, please take action because our lives depend on it.
Deklarasi ini muncul, pendengar, hanya beberapa hari setelah Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison menegaskan kembali komitmen pemerintahannya untuk mendukung industri pertambangan Australia.
Nothing more clearly defines, I think, a Liberal Nationals coalition government though, than our strong, full-throated support for traditional industries like mining. How good is mining for Australia? The backbone of so many communities in regional Australia is the source of jobs, economic livelihoods and dignity for thousands of hard-working Queenslanders.
Batu bara yang terbakar merupakan kontributor nomor satu dari pemanasan global, yang mana Kelly O'Shaughnessy katakan tidak dapat lagi diabaikan oleh pemerintah.
Science is very clear on it. They've been told that. Yet our Prime Minister, as Treasurer, goes into Parliament, holds up a lump of coal, and his government are very keen to continue to build new coal mines and new coal plants. This is very, very dangerous for our future, especially when we've got the renewable energy that we can build now, that is cheaper now, that is reliable now. This is not a choice between the environment and job. We can actually have electricity, we can have the jobs that will produce, but it can be from renewable sources.
Perdana Menteri juga mengusulkan undang-undang untuk menghentikan aktivisme dan boikot sekunder, di mana satu kampanye berupaya menekan perusahaan agar tidak melakukan bisnis dengan perusahaan lain yang terlibat dalam pengrusakan lingkungan.
There are new threats to the future of the resources sector that have emerged. A new breed of radical activism is on the march. Apocalyptic in tone, brooks no compromise, all or nothing. Alternative views, not permitted, a dogma that pits cities against regional Australia.
Rencana perundangan tersebut memunculkan kemarahan. Anggota Parlemen Partai Hijau, Adam Bent, meminta agar pemerintah mengatasi perubahan iklim dan bukan berusaha untuk membungkam warga Australia.
Scott Morrison can try and crack down on protests, but that's the equivalent of turning off the smoke alarm when your house is on fire. I mean, we've got to stop shooting the messenger. You can agree or disagree with the climate protesters' tactics, but the message is crystal clear. The message is that we are in a climate emergency. We now have thousands of scientists from all around the world backing that point up. You can't argue with the laws of physics and chemistry. They apply to us all, no matter who we are.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.